From College Station and the Texas A&M AgriLife Extension Service, this is Robert Burns with your Texas Crop and Weather Report for October 15, 2014. Tuesday, I asked Dr. Mark Welch, AgriLife Extension Grains Marketing Economist in College Station, to put the effects of higher small grain stocks in perspective.
So we've seen a dramatic increase in prices over the last several years, a dramatic increase in production, and with the record crop, we're seeing a rebound in some of our stock levels, particularly in the United States, higher than we've seen in the last 7 or 8, 9 years. And then also to some degree of an average level of stocks relative to consumption, even on the world stage. However, in terms of production for 2014, corn production outside of the United States is projected to be a little bit lower in 2014 than it was in 2013. So had it not been for the record yield in the United States, we would actually see lower corn production worldwide. So the question is, moving forward, will that significant drop in prices provide the incentives for growers in the United States and around the world to plant the acres and push the production that we need to keep up with the escalating rate of consumption? I think we'll see a couple of things. One, in the United States, I think we'll see growers looking at alternative crops, perhaps more traditional rotations, the agronomic benefits, as well as just spreading the risk around. When you're looking at crop budgets that don't look particularly attractive for any particular enterprise, given where we've been the last several years, perhaps, you know, a little more wheat, you know, incorporating the soybeans, corn, looking at sunflowers, canola.
This has been Robert Burns with Texas A&M AgriLife Communications.